This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
After Friday evening services at Temple Beth HaShalom, worshipers gather in the library, which doubles as the social hall, for Kiddush, the ritual blessing over wine. Williamsport's Reformed Jewish Temple is a simple red brick building with a steeply pitched roof and stained glass windows. It looks like a church.
And that is not coincidental, that is by design.
That's Paul Shuck. With his white beard and wire-rimmed glasses, he looks like a slim Santa Claus. Actually, he's a retired college professor and a past president of the congregation. He explains why this building looks like a church.
First of all, the Jews who settled in the middle of the 19th century in the Williamsport area were mostly from Germany, where they came from primarily Lutheran communities.
Their new neighbors here in Williamsport were also Lutheran.
And the Jewish minority in Williamsport, not wanting to call attention to itself, found it very easy to assimilate by building a building that looked very familiar to the Christian residents of our town. This looks very much like a familiar church, with one subtle exception. At the top of our spire, instead of a cross, you will find a Star of David.
Earlier in the evening, Sabbath services featured something else reminiscent of church, organ music. Jews who immigrated from Germany in the mid-19th century brought Reform Judaism, the most liberal branch of the religion. Orthodox practice did not allow playing instruments on the Sabbath. Before the service started, another congregation past president, Marv Hurwitz, showed me around the sanctuary a bit.
Well, we're going to give you the tour before services start, yes.
Okay.
At the back, there is a...
The name Beth HaShalom means House of Peace, and the sanctuary is a peaceful space with wooden pews and white walls.
And so we have the memorial boards.
Among the memorial plaques on the walls, Hurwitz helped me to find one particular family
Moses
name.
And Carolyn Allman, it's a memory. So, yeah, the Allman family was an influential family at the beginning.
Moses Allman was the congregation's first president. Businessman, farmer, bank director, his story is pure Horatio Alger. He came here from Mannheim, Germany with nothing. According to Hurwitz, he took a typical Jewish route to prosperity.
Well, a lot of the Jewish settlers in the area here were peddlers.
Williamsport was a lumber town. While the German Lutherans worked the lumber camps, Jews carried huge backpacks or drove wagons selling household goods door to door.
My grandfather used to walk the rail lines up through Pine Creek Valley selling things. And then later on saved a little bit of money and had a small store. But basically a lot of the families came over and they did. That's how they started, were peddlers.
Williamsport's Jewish community grew and finally decided to become official. Back in the library, where congregants clustered by the cookies and tea, Paul Shuck pointed to a plain black picture frame.
What we have hanging on the wall framed before us is an old and faded handwritten Articles of Incorporation for the congregation on lined paper, slightly larger than the conventional legal tablets or notebook paper that we might use today.
The old-fashioned writing is hard to read, and the ink has faded with the years. Still, this modest document captures something meaningful.
The Articles of Incorporation for the temple are dated April 24, 1866, and conferred upon this congregation official tax-exempt status. This makes us the oldest organized Jewish house of worship in central Pennsylvania.
I'm really surprised, because when I heard you had your charter hanging on the wall, I was imagining a gold seal and, you know, that Gothic writing and something very elaborate from the state. And it just looks like you say, like somebody ripped a page off a legal tablet and sort of scrawled something on there.
In fact, the founders of this congregation had to take it upon themselves to organize. They did so by putting together their goals, objectives, and their vision for this congregation, which has held together very well into the 21st century.
The people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath in every generation, as a covenant for all time. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel.
An ancient religion, in some ways, evolving to blend in the new world. In some ways, timeless and unchanging. I'm Cynthia Berger, WPSU.